happened there. What?
It's saying we're live. I'm on camera and you're not. Hey. Welcome to the show. You gotta love technology. I am so excited to be here. I'm going live. It's saying that I'm live, so I'm talking in the event that I am really live. So I am the guest for this show.
Oh.
Hey. RJ. Oh.
Is my mic working?
Yes, but you're not on camera.
Which is a problem. Hold, please. I don't know what happened there. But we're going to fix this right now.
Gotta love it.
I hope.
I held it down for you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I'm so glad I had a cape. Okay? A cape is what is getting me through this.
It will. Oh, you are amazing, and I love you so much. Gosh, hey, everybody, hold on to your goggles, because we are flying in, apparently, RJ cameraless. But we got Lachelle Atkins here today, and I think you can already tell how fun she is. So while I get my camera sorted out, because you know I need to now, I would like to welcome Lachelle to the show. She is America's Supermom, and we have got the greatest show for you. Lachelle, who are you? What do you do? Tell everybody.
Well, RJ, thank you so much for having me. I mean, this is like bringing back memories when we first connected on the Zoom call. I mean, you really had this way of drawing me in. I love your whole brand about the cape, the goggles, and the story behind it. So I'm excited to be here and to actually just emulate, you know, having the cape and having fun. So I'm excited about that. But we got connected through LinkedIn, and I am the mother of 15 children. So my brand is America's Supermom, and I am a vitality coach. So I am passionate about training professionals on how to navigate through the chaos, such as right now, and transform that into clarity and confidence with smile. So I'm excited to be here today.
I'm excited to have you because, I mean, I'm not a mom, right? I've got a couple of fur babies, but I'm not a mom, but I have so much respect for the sacrifices that need to be made, the work that goes in. And I just want to say, you just inspire me with the, you know, just with being a mom, and of course being America's Supermom as well.
Oh, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, so tell us a little bit more about, you know, you and your brand, because I'm, you know, the minute we met, it was like, okay, I need to have this woman on my show. I mean, come on. You know, ladies, gentlemen, and everybody in between, lady showed up in a cape today. And I just want to say that just makes me feel so loved and appreciated. I mean, it's just awesome. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, first, I just want to say, you know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have on a cape today. So I'm so excited, really, to be able to meet people who really embody what they stand for and their brand and what they believe. And, you know, I just remember you being passionate about what you do and standing out. And I remembered you from the first time I met you. So I think really the whole thing is having a space where you can be yourself and really help other people to be themselves. Because, you know, I had my own struggles for 13 years dealing with depression. I was hospitalized 3 times. And during that journey, I just felt like I wasn't myself. You know, I felt like I was hiding behind what other people thought I should be. And it's just a breath of fresh air to feel like, you know, the good, bad, ugly, whatever, being able to show up as you is just priceless. You know, it really helps me to make better connections. You know, I feel like I can just connect with people and not feel like, okay, I want to make sure that I say the right thing. And, you know, it just gets to be exhausting doing that. So I think when you're yourself, you give people the freedom to be themselves.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. We all, like entrepreneurs, we have that fight between how much of this can I use my own personality for, and how much of this do I need to, you know, sort of shove myself in a box to fit in for? And mm-hmm. I'm like, no box, boxless over here. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. But, yeah.
You know, boxless is the best way. It's how you put your fingerprint on the world, but not, you know, we want to attract people, and we're afraid that we're secretly afraid we're unattractive if we just be ourselves. But the problem is that this is the exact opposite. We're super attractive when we just decide to be ourselves.
It's so true, because I think there's just this contagious feeling about somebody knowing who they are. You know, it's just like mesmerizing. You know, I mean, I thought it was a breath of fresh air. I mean, other people might think, oh my gosh, they have on a cape and some goggles, you know, but I just immediately, I don't know, I have a marketing background. That was my degree. So for me, I'm all about however you stand out, you know, so I'm impressed by that, right? But when you have somebody who knows what they do and they are passionate about what they do, it really is, it can put you in a trance almost, right? And so I think so many people don't get a chance to experience that because they're so busy comparing themselves to other people or trying to be what other people think they should be.
Yeah. Well, and that's the death knell. I mean, that was almost the death knell, is trying to be what I thought other people would be. So I'm just so glad to have you here. You understand what I think that most people don't, or get to understand, let's say, the value of being yourself. Well, it's reasons that I am so glad to have you. Listen, I usually save this till the end, but I really want to talk about it right now. Okay. Your giveaway today is let's talk about that a little bit, because this is I think that this is intriguing. Your LinkedIn strategy call, what's it all about?
So a LinkedIn strategy call is something, transparency, you know, you asked me for a giveaway and I thought that's what I'll give away. So usually I charge for this, but I was like, you know, this is RJ, let's take this fee off of here. But it's really an opportunity to take people on the journey of LinkedIn, you know, how to show up and show up strong on this platform. I have been very blessed to really interact with a lot of great people on LinkedIn. You know, one of the things, I was on a call earlier today. I'm glad you're on video. And the gentleman saw a video that I did with Dr. Ivan Meisner, who's the founder of BNI. And I actually organically connected with him on LinkedIn. And so this is a call that would just help people understand the strategy behind using LinkedIn as leverage to get on stages, to connect with people that they want to connect with, and really start building and nurturing those relationships to convert them over to dollars.
Yeah. And there's a lot of spammers on LinkedIn. There's spammers on every platform. You can't avoid it. But I do feel like it's much more of a process oriented, a building relationship place. And I mean, LinkedIn is my stomping ground. If you need to find me, message me on LinkedIn, everybody, you know, so I'm so happy. I mean, it really is. It's starting to be what I used to hope that Facebook might be for me. I mean, Facebook is Facebook. It's a different purpose, but I've built more relationships on here. And to me, it's a little bit easier. It's a little bit easier. Holy moly. Okay. So everybody, I need to drop this in the chat. Do y'all like my green screen today? Holy moly. I know, right? Like it's,
this is real life. Okay. Real life. So real I love life. That.
I'm going to drop the link in here momentarily. Apparently it didn't copy when I copied it last. This is real life, everybody. It's a broadcast one time I broadcasted. And I was using my webcam and my computer fell off the stand and I didn't even stop talking. I just picked it up and went on like nothing had happened.
Sounds like something I do. So, hey, you know, we really are connected. Okay.
We are so connected. And I want to shout out to anybody who might be listening from your Facebook. We did the greatest interview, I think, of my life so far when I got to come and be a part of your show that day. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so appreciative of that. I mean, you are one of those people who just cut the BS. You're able to just go directly to the heart of a matter. And that is, I mean, seriously, take advantage of this link that I'm about to drop to you, because it's not, you know, 25 minutes of let me sell you something and then 5 minutes of, well, let's connect later. It is truly about connection with Lachelle, or else I wouldn't have her on the show. You know what I'm saying? We would not be friends. But also, she's so good at just seeing directly to the heart of a matter. So get on with her, people. Anyway.
Aww, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I got notes from our call, okay? When we talked the first time. Okay. I love it. The dog's in here. I mean, I feel like I'm in the living room, RJ.
You are so in this living room right now. Ranger is secretly the star of every show that I do, because as you can see, his bed is at my elbow.
Love it, Ranger. Hey, Ranger.
He'd like you to know he's a good boy. That's what he would like to let you know right now. Oh my gosh. I'm just relaxing now. I was going through that whole broadcaster's freak out. And now it's just like, oh, I just need to relax and have fun.
Just relax and have fun. Okay. I don't have on a shirt and tie. Okay. So we are good.
We are good. So, I'm so happy you're doing a LinkedIn thing. I'm a huge fan. I wish more people would think about it. I talk to a lot of coaches and they're like, that's a place for business people, right? I'm like, I'm streaming wearing a cape, y'all. Come on in. I think the water's fine. You know, it's not about having a suit and tie business. And it is a place that encourages you to talk about business. And the other thing, of course, is that, you know, women are downplayed a lot in the business world. One of the reasons I'm an entrepreneur. And if I want to stand out and be the face of my company, no one is going to do this for me.
Love that. I love it. You know, I have this gentleman in our club on Clubhouse, and he says no one is going to go to the gym for you, and no one can go to the gym for you. You got to go for yourself. So love that.
Oh my gosh. I am the one that makes it happen or stands in my own way, which happens more times than not. Anyway,
you're not alone. Okay. You're not alone.
In good company.
In good company.
So let's talk about, I mean, you're engaging right here, right now. Let's talk about how you engage your audience. How do you draw your tribe members in?
Well, you know, I love what you said earlier about, you know, just getting to the heart of the matter. I think the first thing is just really removing all judgment. You know, so my journey with depression was just dealt with, you know, a business way you're supposed to be doing business, you know, the dress code, wearing the navy blue suit or whatever, if you're going on an interview, so many things about tradition and codes and systems were really just imprinted in my mind. So after I had my last hospitalization, that's when I really got into coaching, and it was just my own personal transformation that I created a signature coaching program and started coaching. But it was a heart matter. You know, it was nothing about business. It was like totally doing the opposite of what I was educated to do and believe, you know, down to even questioning, you know, certain terms and phrases and labels and all these different things. And so I really feel like I love learning every day how to reframe and package things and talk about things in a way that lifts me up and serves me. You know, so many things I just realized, like an example, the word deadline, right? So we hear this word a lot. And one morning I just woke up because I like to write first thing in the morning. So I got up and this word deadline just rubbed me the wrong way. And I thought, you know, I just don't like that word. I don't like the energy behind it. So I also look up words now. So I looked the word up and it meant back in the 1800s or something, it was a line around a prison. And so when prisoners went past that line, they killed them. So it was really a deadline. And I thought, oh my gosh, I am not going to use that word anymore. So it just, you know, now I say timeline, schedule, whatever. But that's just how I live now, where, you know, I really dissect things and just really realize, is this really something I want? Is this something I was taught to believe or whatever? And then I move forward. So that is an example of that.
When I, you know, taking that a little deeper, I find a lot sometimes of the words that we say and the things that we do kind of unconsciously we're feeding into a mentality that we don't want. You know, like you were saying with the word deadline, for me, it's the word professional. How many times has somebody come up to me and been like, well, you know, you just don't look like a professional. And I'm like, okay, you're definitely not my type of person. So love you. I have other marketers that I can refer to. It's that, oh, you know, doesn't look professional. What looks like a professional? You know, I mean, like, what is it? And here's the thing. Here's the thing that comes to my mind. It's usually someone of a quite fair complexion, probably must be male. You know, I mean, like, it, and suit and tie. Now, I know some suit and tie people, and I love them. It's no bash against them, but if I hook into that belief that I don't look like I'm professional enough, I'm actually committing to a vision of self that I will never be. I'm not growing appendages at this age. You know what I'm saying? There's no ties going on this. It's a vision of life that I was sold, consciously or unconsciously, Right. And it's a vision that I will never, ever get to that finish line. So, mm-hmm. you know, it just, holy moly, some of the things that we believe. So I love that reframing. I love that reframe mm-hmm. into something, you know, what does that word look like for me? I think that's so important.
Yeah, because, you know, I love what you said about being able to have this conversation with someone, because they will use words that let you know if they're your people. And we can just smile and say, you know what, it was really nice meeting you. I'm going to go mingle, you know, and move on to the next person, right? Because there's language that people say, you know, it really is a reflection of their mindset, you know, and I think so many people are afraid to be themselves. And so they begin to categorize that box that they put us in based on if we're fitting the mold or the code or whatever. And so when I can hear that in people's voice or their expressions, and, you know, that just doesn't resonate with me, you know? And so I have a way of understanding how people are. I'm not trying to change them, but this just helps me learn how to navigate, you know, are these the people that I really can see myself collaborating with? You know, probably not. I still can be cordial, but I can understand that we just kind of don't resonate. We don't have anything in common that we can build on. And so that's really how I take that.
Yeah. And that concept of resonation too, I've been using that more and more. I think that's a tuning fork that I didn't listen to when I was first in entrepreneurship. I took any job that came my way, whether I could do it or not, you know.
Amen.
Let's pay the bills. And what I learned was, you know, and I was lucky enough to get enough and to generate enough so I could get as far down the road as to say, you know what, I need to keep my space clear for mm-hmm. those people that I do resonate with. When I hear that tuning fork, you know, when I hear that, oh my God, I got to meet this person like right. I did with you, then I can fill my world with people that I see on my calendar and I say, yes, Lachelle is doing the podcast today, you know? That's yes. a way different life. It's a way different life when you can listen to that resonance.
So, you know what? And when you're starting out, you're thinking people are saying that and you're like, what are they talking about? You know what I mean? Because you're like trying to force people, you know, it's like, oh, I got a client. This is exciting. And then, you know, you have your first session and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to deal with this for how long? You know, and I think it's the thing to where you're afraid, right? You're afraid to be yourself, and this is the thing that you attract, right? And so when you learn to know who you are, you can have confidence and say, you know what, we're just not a fit right now, you know, and understand that there is something better down the road for them and for you.
Oh, yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, when your network gets big enough, you can say, I know somebody who might fit with you really well.
Exactly.
And then it's yeah. really a win on all sides. You know what I mean? Because absolutely. Like, I still want to help people. I don't have to yes. be the one that helps them.
This is true. I mean, I'm telling you, I used to be the one that somebody would come to me with tech and I'm trying to figure it out. Okay. Knowing I don't know anything about technology and I'm trying to spend my hours when I could be with my kids or family, trying to look up books and research and Google, you know, trying to figure out something that I could have just said, you know what, let me introduce you to somebody who can help you. But I was so afraid to turn people away. You know, now I'm like, that's just not my wheelhouse. Yeah. You know, I value my peace of mind too. So much better, right?
Well, and it's not only peace of mind. What it starts to turn out to be is also, now that I do feel comfortable and I can say, you know what, I know somebody else who could help you a little better with that. Mm-hmm. Now I don't have to be the one with octopus arms trying to do everything under the sun.
Right.
You know, it just clears up so much.
So true. I totally get. And I think it was, you know, again, we're back to that fear, you know, fear of missing out, fear there's not going to be another one lining up behind that person. You know, so many things that just kind of get us out of the flow, you know. But I just value being in the flow so much better, you know, because it's just a better place to be. I feel like I can show up and really love what I do every day. I mean, I really feel like I'm not working.
Yeah. It's true. Don't tell my wife. She stands up for work every day. She's a pharmacist. Like, she doesn't love to hear that. But yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm not working too. Because, you know, I mean, she one time she was like, "Do you really just talk to people on the internet all day?" I'm like, "Yeah, honey, that's but look, it's making money." You know, I don't know how to explain it. No, she's the best. She's the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so many words of wisdom have been spoken today, mostly by you. And, you know, we're coming to the end. I am sorry to report. What words of wisdom do you have that will that you can depart with in a puff of smoke and like fly up on your cape? Tell us something you want to leave us with.
Well, I think, you know, allowing other people to be themselves doesn't mean that you have to stop being yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I think the best analogy is if you're a candle, it's not going to take anything from you to light another candle. You know, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you're both going to shine brighter. You know, so I think we try too hard to feel like, you know, we have to be the same on so many things, but we miss that element of really creating a safe space for other people to feel like they can be themselves, you know? And so I think that is so important because, you know, when I get to connecting with people, I think, what is this person here to teach me? You know, and that's so much different. I mean, I come from an academic background where I felt like I had to have all the answers, you know, if you're going to do it, it has to be perfect. And so I felt like I really had to be the one proving what I knew, you know, how I sounded smart or whatever, you know, sounded professional or, you know, had all these answers. And that is just a life of going nowhere fast. Okay. I lived it, got the t-shirt and everything and the cape. Okay. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. what I would say is, you know, when you learn to just be happy with who you are and forgive yourself, right? Forgive yourself for maybe we have these high expectations. We don't accomplish what we thought and we hold ourselves hostage to that. But if we just forgive ourselves and, you know, have compassion and love for ourselves, then we can be in a better place and we can start really being able to have that towards other people. Because I think at the end of the day, I mean, I look back and think of the times that I was judgmental. It was really not a reflection of that person, but of myself having a problem with me. And it was being displaced onto other people. So I think really having self-love for yourself makes you more attractive to other people because, you know, they just want to be loved and they want to love themselves too. And I just remember feeling like I was crazy, right? Because the things that you're stressed out about, you feel like nobody understands, you're going through this alone. And so when you're able to be vulnerable and open about these things, you realize you're not alone and people understand you more than what you thought.
It's true. It puts up those barriers, mm-hmm. you know, and that just causes us to feel more alone. I really struggled with that concept for a really long time. And to some extent, I'm still kind of learning about it. I'm not as, right. quite as an advanced student as you are, my friend. But I'll get there. Yes,
they you teach know. Me every day, girl. I got to learn quick, okay? I have pop quizzes every day.
Next was happening in 5 minutes. Yeah. I think that, you know, where entrepreneurs struggle is not, I need more leads. It's not, mm-hmm. I need to, you know, it's not the things we think we need. It's that need. It's the need to wake up in the morning and go, all right, rock star, we're going to have an amazing day, you know? And, mm-hmm. You know, I spend some time every morning writing down why I'm excited about what I do for a living, why I'm excited about my family, why I'm excited about the project that I'm doing, whatever it is. And mm-hmm. it gets me in that place where I can really project who it is that I want to be and who it is that I am. Mm-hmm. And that is more magnetic than any top 10 list of reasons why you should blah, blah, blah on a PDF. It's, yeah. you know, it's just, it's more magnetic than anything that people usually put in a lead magnet. But that's a talk for another time because unfortunately we have run out of our time. And I just want to say once again, y'all, I'm going to throw that link in the chat again. Mm-hmm. This LinkedIn strategy, I'm telling you, LinkedIn has changed everything about how I do my business. It's revolutionized since getting on LinkedIn. It's so different. There are so mm-hmm. many opportunities and your people are here. Why? They ran from Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So you'll find your people and let Lachelle be your guide on that. Let her be your strategy guide on that because she knows what she's talking about. And I just love her. So that we're going to have to wrap this love fest up. Cause my hand is getting tired. Cause you know, I'm holding my mic. Right. And I want to thank you for coming, Lachelle. I want to thank you for gracing us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I'm looking forward to part two. I mean, this is fun. I mean, I just got thrown into the fire. Okay. That just, you know, it is what it is. But that is just, that's so much fun. Really? Look, even Ranger loved it.
My wife just came home. And that's what happens when my wife comes home. All right. Well, I got to go say hi to her, but I'm waiting for part two too, because we got to do something blockbuster together in the future. I feel it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Y'all, I'm ending the broadcast. Go hit upon that link and grace yourself with Lachelle's presence. We'll see you later.